Hey, everybody, Larry Lawton here. I got a great show. I am back with the great Paul Tallini, my buddy, and our Fighters for Justice. As you can see, guys, we have a new background, and I'm telling you, we're two 60-plus-year-old men, and we are having fun with this Zoom and technology. I am in Florida. And my buddy Paul is in Bogota, I think it is. All right, Paulie?
Well, in Chinota, yeah. It's out of Bogota. It's about 2 hours south of Bogota.
About 2 hours south of Bogota. Paulie and I did a lot of time together. We love to fight injustices. We are always looking for new stuff going on the internet. And Paul, to be honest with you, really hits me up. As busy as I get, Paulie sends me a lot of great stuff. First two things, Paul. Did you see me on VH1 the other night?
I did see it.
You saw David? Good.
Yeah, I seen David too.
Yeah, Paulie helped me, or he really did more of it. David's appeal work and won the case. And then another moron lawyer fucked that up. But that's just the way that goes.
They do that all the time.
Yeah, we can't represent a person because we're paralegals, but we can't take.
But I found a way felon. That we maybe I can. You know why?
Uh-oh.
It's called Next of Friend, right? And it's a petition you'd actually file. I did it once in Puerto Rico, and they allowed me to do it because the kid that I was helping in, I was in Mariana at the time, he couldn't read or write. You know what I mean? He had like a, he was almost like a flipper. You know what I mean?
He's talking about another friend of ours that was an illiterate. And anyway, he was a great guy, but Paul used to help him read and read letters for him and stuff. Well, Paul, I think you're right. Just like anything, they call it, I'm not going to say amicus brief, which is friends at a court, you know, for a brief outside of the case. I'm talking about, obviously, I know in local court here in Brevard County where I live, if I go in with, let's say, you or my mom or somebody, I can step to the podium and say, Your Honor, I'm a paralegal. I'd like to, you know, voiceman. He has a hard time understanding things. Is that all right? They grant that. I've never been not granted that. And I did it a few times. I don't like to push the envelope, you know what I mean? But I'm not talking about major trials or anything like that.
No.
Misdemeanor bullshit. We're talking about life things. You alter lives. You know, you get people off cases or you do things that are just amazing to me. And I love that part of it, of course. So I look at that and I say, wow. I says, here's Paulie doing good. I wish we could, Paulie, actually. But you know, it's a game. They want their money. They want this.
Well, yeah. Listen, it's like it's rigged. You know what I mean? You got to be a member of the club to get in there.
Isn't that a shame? Really?
You know, fortunately, we're not members of the club. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
We've been denied entry. You know what I say,
Paulie? Kicked out of better places.
I was just going to say, I can be kicked out of a lot better places than that. But yeah. Anyway... What I'd like to talk to you about first, a couple of things. You know, Paulie, tomorrow, there's a very big piece coming out on me as well. The day this is airing, actually, tomorrow, which we're doing it today, technically. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. Paulie and I are up working. And so what is coming out tomorrow is a company called Jubilee, Paulie. They have 8.65 million subscribers. They're bigger than VH1. And I did you're going to love this one, Paulie. I went out to California a month ago and I taped this thing for them. There were 8 of us on a white screen, like, you know, just standing there. So now the 8 of us don't know who anyone is, but we all are felons. So it's called a social experiment. We all look at each other. And when we look at each other, Paulie, you have to decide who's the worst criminal, who did the worst crime in there. Now we're all felons, so there's 8 of us. Now, you know, they don't know, nobody knows anybody, so the first thing you have to do is just look at them and then say who's the worst. And now, you know, this opens the
from appearance.
Listen, that's the first question. Now, you know, that opens up a whole bag of worms, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Racism, this or whatever.
Well, you know, it depends.
Well, exactly.
I mean, how do you look? How do you look at somebody and tell what kind of criminal they are?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Let me go with you. They're smart when they do these things.
All right.
So we all rank each other. You know, I'm a jokester anyway. I think I think it's a thing to win. So I'm trying to be the least worst crime. And technically, you'll find out I'm the worst. But anyway, we come back, Paulie. And then the next question is, which I killed him on it because I know the law. It is now, everybody on this panel, just say your charge, not what you were sentenced to, not how it happened, nothing. Just say your charge. So the first guy comes up, you know, he goes, I had a DUI with bodily injury, okay? Another guy says, I had a narcotics charge, you know, import. You know, and I know right away if they're real crimes or what they're going to really carry, you know, like myself. And then, of course, I say I'm with Hobbs Act, a RICO Hobbs Act robbery. Not a person up there would.
They didn't know what you were talking about.
No, Hobbs Act is interfering with interstate commerce. You know, RICO's under the RICO, so you know it's serious. So they don't know. So I'm less. Now we have to re-rank each other. And now you re-rank everybody. And then the next question is, describe your crime. Well, once we described the crime, the one kid with the DUI, he bullshit. He did 5 days in jail because the injury was his buddy getting out of the car and scratching his leg. You know, I mean, then the next guy, Paulie, this 32 years. Now, you don't tell the time, though. 32 years for pot. Pot.
Wow.
He's out now. Yeah, 32 straight. Wow. Listen, we got to talking. We know the same guys. Of Randy Linnea, you probably know Randy, that whole crew, you know, Gene Robinson. We all knew each other, you know, or knew people who knew each other. In fact, we called friends. I was on the phone right there from California. It was funny as hell. He was an old timer. You'll see him. I knew it right away. This guy did, you know, you could tell. So then the next guy, well, they had all of us. Then we re-rank him. At the end, they re-rank. Now, they're all telling me I'm the worst guy. Now, they had a guy up there. It was a gang guy. Had a drive-by shooting when he was 7. And they killed a guy. So, which is not, listen, like we said, you know, I'm agreeing. Listen, you know what they said? No, they're all yelling. I made this girl cry twice, Nick said.
Nah.
That, I don't know.
What was her crime?
Listen, she sold a little heroin to her friend. They were both getting fucking high, and the girl died. The friend died.
Oh,
now listen, Paul, here's where I get crazy. I made her cry. She's a dyke or something. I don't know what, not, you know, I that's not a bad word to me. Anyway, she was a girl. Look, I didn't know it. I even said, I don't know what you are, a girl or a guy. And then I said, you bitches in prison are crazy. You bitches kill your kids and shit. Holy shit. They thinking I'm a crazy man. I'm dying to see how this comes out tomorrow, Paulie. You'll be able to see it too. And anyway, at the end of it, they go, no, you're the worst. He might have killed someone, but he was 17 and it was a drive-by. You tied up 100 people. And they said, you tied up 60 people. I said, nah, it was about 100.
Hey, you know,
hey,
it was just the environment, brother. That's all it was.
Listen, brother.
In the environment.
Paulie, I had a business. So, and you got to remember, I'm a little stoned, dude. I'm smoking my pen. Where is my pen? Did Nick take my pen? That son of a bitch.
I got it here. Oh. Let me see. I'll take a hit for you. I need another fucking pen.
No, there you go. Anyway, Paulie, let me get back to what's going on. So that's coming out tomorrow. That's really big. There's something else coming out. I'll tell you about myself, and you'll get a kick out of it. Trust me, you'll get a kick out of it. And that was a 5-hour interview with someone.
Now, this show is going to air tomorrow?
Yes, it's called Jubilee.
You got to make sure you send me the link.
I'll send you, because it's going to be on YouTube forever, so you can look it up and stuff like that. It's, boy, I don't know if they're going to cancel me, but I don't give a fuck. You know that. I don't know what's
going on. Nah,
you can't cancel me. The only one who can cancel me is you or me. You're going to watch me no matter what, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. So was my friends. They said, Larry, we're at lunch today. They go, who the hell's care? I'm watching you. I know all my friends are watching you. They don't give a shit. Yeah. You just tell it like it is. I said, yeah, we have.
Listen, the thing today is people don't want to hear the cold, hard truth. You know what I mean? And on any fucking level, you know, whether it you're trying to tell people the truth about, you know, what they can look forward to if they keep fucking up and what jail is really like, or, you can lie to them.
Yeah. Say it's a fun time. You're going to go there. Oh, yeah. You're going to waste, like you, 28 years, 30 years. You're going to be there and you're going to say, oh, this is fun. No, it's not, guys. It's not about the toughness in there. It's
you make it. You make it the best as you can. That's the trick. You have to. You're in the environment, right? So you have choices to make. You know, like if you look at some of the county jails, for example, right? The fucking places are terrible, man. They got fucking dirty, shitty, nasty stuff. I blame the inmates for that shit. Clean it the fuck up if you're gonna live there.
Paul, you know
what I'm saying?
First of all, they're not at the level we were at. They're not doing it for time. They're usually addicts of some sort. They're people who don't give a shit about themselves. So why do you think they're ever going to care about anything? Like you said, the cell or anything. It's just not like that. So I don't even look. Personally, I don't even look at that kind of stuff, Paulie, until, I get to know somebody, see what their crime was, see if they're smarter. Not that, listen, I don't want people to go out and think it's good to do a bad crime, you know what I mean, or make money. Listen, we made our mistakes. That's it. You said, Paulie, I want to go a few things. You said to me, and I want to do this one. This is good, that you just sent me some stuff, and I want to open it up and show you. Well, show you. Tell me. You just sent me one, and it said, man allegedly hiding drugs in his butt. Accidentally shoots himself in his testicle. All right. Tell the people what that's about.
Some kid got pinched, a gangbanger. He got pinched, and evidently he was hiding, he was suitcasing the shit, and he must have had a little pistol or something, and he tried to suitcase that because he shot his balls off. You know?
Now you
fucking. I come across some crazy shit because of all the everything I do with all my apps and stuff is all related to the system, you know what I mean, in one way or another, so I can get all the information that I'm looking for. And it's fucking unbelievable. It's like I just watched the day before yesterday, I just watched the sentencing commission vote live on whether or not they should stop using acquitted conduct to determine what your guidelines will be in your sentence. Because if you were, you know, if you went to trial before and you blew trial, but you only got convicted of one of five counts, they use everything as relevant conduct for all the crimes that you were acquitted of.
I thought they couldn't do that.
No, now they can't do it because they just passed it. They just and the judge, the head of the sentencing commission is I'm high now, so I forget his fucking name. But you know, it's only 1 o'clock in the morning. He said that, listen, not guilty is not guilty. What part of that are we not understanding? We have to respect the jury's verdict.
And
they voted 100% so that they got the thing approved. They approved it. Now it will take effect if nothing else happens to it with Congress or something, right? If they blow it out, then nothing will change and everybody will still be the same, right? But if it passes, they can no longer use that acquitted conduct. I seen guys get, like, oh, let's go to people we know, Sal Magluta. His case wasn't for the jury tampering. It was for fucking passport fraud. He had a fraudulent passport. And they turned around and gave him all that time because they were pissed off at him, right?
Yeah, life, of course, yeah.
And yeah, all that other shit that he was acquitted of, he turned around and he was, that shit was used against him to give him that sentence. Because if you look at password fraud, I think it was 5 years.
You know, like, you know, Willie Falcone, his partner, he's out now. You know, he did 20. They couldn't get him for all that stuff. Yeah, even the tampering of the jury, remember the $5 million on that? He ended up getting doing 20. Now he was he's kicked out of the country, but he's he got out, man. He beat all the murders, beat everything. Mm-hmm. Sal, I don't know what the difference was. Obviously, they weren't ratting on
that. Yeah, well, because Sal was really the brains behind everything.
I don't know about the maybe the muscle, Paul.
No, he was the brain.
Willie was smart, man. I was
Willie was smart, but Sal was really fucking smart. You know what I mean? He was real smart, and he was a diplomatic person. You know what I mean?
That sounds like really to the T. You know, I mean, I used to walk the track.
Well, they had a lot of the same traits. You know what I mean? Mm. They had a lot of the same ones.
I was in Atlanta with him, and we'd walk the track together and stuff like that. Nice guy. I mean, obviously, I mean, we had money. Of money, forget it, man. The barber used to love to get cut his hair, but anyway, just going on that. That's the case. So you got a guy here to hide something in his butt, and how does he get caught? How does it?
He shot himself.
So how do they know that anything's in his butt?
I have no idea. Oh. He must have been explaining to them what happened, and they fucking turned around and told them I was stuffing something in my ass, and boom, and I blew my balls off, right? Because, I mean, how would you explain that?
I think you could explain it. Hey, listen, I was putting a gun, in my waistband to see if it was going to hurt me when I'm buying a holster or something.
It might have been the way that they
I don't think I would come up and say there's something I'm hiding up my ass right now. So I shot myself in the ball. I think that'd be the last thing I'd say.
He might have been in the hospital and confessed, because he thought he was dying.
What Paulie and I are doing, everybody, is we're going over some crazy shit we read about in the law. Mostly Paulie. He'll send me stuff. I'll check the headline out, guys. And when I check that headline, I automatically start cracking up because I know it's going to be something crazy. Paulie's doing what he did to me now that he did to me in the joint, everybody. He would get me on these, Art Bell or George Norrie, and we'd be listening. I had to used to tell Paul, stop, it's me. I'm not the crazy one like these guys you're fucking around with. And he'd have so much fun with that. When I say we bit off that for a while, huh, Paulie?
Oh, yeah. I did that for years.
Oh, my God. You were bad. Yes. But it was a lot of fun, actually.
I used to love to get him. Remember the fucking, what was that fucking?
Mercer. You had him with Mercer.
With the Mercer. That was the best one.
You had the guards panicking.
All I did was show him the article, right, that Raleigh James sent me about the cop dying or his kid dying because he shook down a cell and the guy had Mercer.
Paul, so, you find the craziest shit, of course, right wing, left wing, it don't matter. You find it.
It don't matter.
And then what you say, it's so funny. Hey, I'm looking at the background, guys. Everybody out there who watches us, let me know what you think of the background. I mean, we're going to try different ones. Paulie's over in Colombia, and we made it a concerted effort that we're going to do these things the right way because people want to hear Paulie and I's view on what goes on in prisons, the law changes, which Paulie knows more about than anybody. I still know a little bit about who's the worst prisons because I'm up on Congress and what they're doing, shutting down certain things or money. That's what I'm doing. I'm also doing about looking into corrupt wardens. We're looking into a couple of wardens that go over to private prisons right now, just to let you guys know, and what they're making over there and how they're getting. How does, you tell me out there, everybody, how does a warden justify getting a bonus at the end of a year in a government job when they save money? Well, how do you think you're going to save money on food costs, overtime costs for guards? Now, this comes from the guards. Overtime costs. food costs, programming. You cut a little here and there, and now you got a bonus. And that, how do you run a – this is the government, guys. I'm not even talking about private prisons at this point. I'm talking about
the United States. The thing is that they do it in, because I did it as a clerk for fucking years. And how they – what they do is they have that wish fucking fund at the end of the year.
Oh, so you're talking – like and they call it the commissary –
the
morale fund or something?
Yeah. It was a wish fund, a wish list, something like that. But they every department would put in what they wanted to get, right? And they would have whatever they were over the budget, because they had whatever it would. They do it in September, because October 1st is the fiscal year, right? So they would do all this fucking crazy shit, and instead of saying, okay, listen, we don't need the $40 million that you gave us. We did it on 30 this year, right? They would never fucking do that. And they keep adding and adding, because they have that fund at the end of the year. And all the department's money goes into that one bucket. And then everybody fucking picks and chooses what kind of shit they want. You know what I mean?
It's like the military. You spend it or you lose it.
That's exactly right. You either spend it or you lose it. So what they do is they spend it, then they seek a bigger budget next year.
You know, Paulie, what kind of gets you, you know, like I found out. Matter of fact, I'm having him on again in a week or two. Matter of fact, he's going to come to Gary Massey, who is a guard in Jessup. He was my guard. Mm. He was the union president of that facility. He ends up going to prison after 18 years in the BOP. Listen to this one, bringing in creatine and cigarettes. Now, you could tell they hated him. And we're going to talk about this when I get him back on the show, is a month or 6 weeks before him, another guard gets caught bringing in heroin. They make him resign. You know what I mean? Because, whatever. This guy, they put him in prison for a year. And he did it because his mother had cancer. He couldn't afford the treatment. And no excuses. I'm not going to give anybody excuses. I mean, but it is a plausible reason. And they showed it. Not it wasn't drugs. It was creatine. It was cigarettes. And they put him in prison for a year. Not only five, put him in prison, arrested him at the, because they didn't like him, because he was against the, you know, the administration, because he's the union guy. And he's the one who exposed all of them to doing a lot of stuff. Like him and I talked about, I didn't know wardens got bonuses. I found that out, Paulie, from him, you know? So, and that's the thing. I see you liking this, Paul. You're working. Just stop. Watch the screens.
I'm looking at it.
It's pretty cool. I like the background.
You know, I keep forgetting it's a good background. And I'm seeing my computer out of the side of my face, and it's changing.
Yeah, well, Paul, you know, you have to do is, I'll tell you afterwards, you have to be more straight on everything. And you'll get it. We'll get it down for you. But because we're loving this. We're loving having a conversation with people and talk about different things. That is another one here, Paulie, I wanted to talk to you about. Because when I get these, I laugh. Of course, because I know you so well. And I said, stop fucking with me. I know he's fucking with me. And here's what he's going to do. You just said that. some of them I don't want to say. FCI Dublin warden pushes back on special master's authority. Employees refuse to report for duty. Give me the rundown on this Dublin place.
What is Dublin?
Is that a woman prison?
That's a woman's prison, and it's known as camp rape or some fucking thing.
Is it? That's not the one in California, is it?
That's the one in California, okay. Yeah. And they, a lot of women get fucking raped by these guards over there. And they I guess they all got together and they started collecting evidence and fucking, then they got it to a lawyer and the lawyer put it out there, and they're shutting that shit down, right? Because you know, it's all fucking terrible shit that they're getting away with doing, female and male guards, with these women. You know what I mean?
I did a video on abuse. Yeah.
Yeah, the sexual abuse, everything that they're going through, you know, these are
even the pastor
issues. Yeah, pastors, that I mean, you know, psychologists.
Yeah, I was just going to say psychologists
and
got caught.
Fucking in Edgefield, the psychologist. She was a Korean woman, fucking gorgeous, right? Some little rich kid that came in, you know, good looking kid, and he went and he started fucking around with her. You know what I mean? And they got caught because he had a big mouth.
Oh, you know what I mean? Me? What a deal he had.
Yeah, I mean, he could have been in the psychologist's office every motherfucking day and being left alone in there and doing what he wanted to do. But he had to go back and tell his sully, you know what I mean? Like, to brag about it. And that's how he got fucked.
What prison was that?
Edgefield.
That was our prison?
Yeah.
When did it happen? Edgefield. After I left?
That happened before you got there. Yeah, that happened before you got there.
That's amazing.
Oh no! Wait a minute.
Where it had to be that? After Paulie.
No, it was before you got there.
Trying to think.
I believe.
Anyway, hey, listen to this other one. That you know, listen, you know, you and I both well know that there's a lot of abuses going on in the Bureau of Prison, every prison. It's just what it is. When humans have control of other humans, bad things are going to happen.
Oh, bad things. They can have, you know, it only takes one or two assholes to make the whole fucking place miserable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when their peers are seeing it and, you know, they're watching these fucking guys raping these inmates, you know, and not doing nothing, there's something wrong with them too. That's why they're closing the system down. They're shutting that prison down. That it will not be used. They were taking people out today in buses.
Wow.
Right?
You know, Atlanta, that happened in Atlanta too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were shipping them. Honey, do me a favor. Give me my charger because the battery's going to die on my phone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so they, you know, that's the type they have, that like fucking, what was that, Code Blue or some shit the cops used to have, and if one did something, you know, and they wouldn't fucking, they would handle it like in-house, you know? They ain't even handling it in-house.
Oh, I know,
Paulie.
It was so bad, Paulie, because the number of people that are getting abused there, the women that came out,
dude, like 800 fucking people there.
You got to plug your computer, plug your phone in.
I'm going to plug it in a second. She's got to bring me the charger.
Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah, I guess it got dark. Listen, abuses, again, I was abused, not sexually by anybody in prison, but they don't give a shit about us, man. They don't give a shit about anybody, no less.
No, a lot of them are just there for the job, you know what I mean? They're just there to get a paycheck and go home.
And I don't mind that.
No, do your thing, you know.
But respect me.
That's all you got to do.
You know, absolutely. You got to respect everybody, obviously.
Well, you respect them and they respect you. That's the thing.
100%. You know, I mean, that's exactly what happens. And you and I both know. Oh, there goes Paulie. No, he's back.
Let it go.
No, right. He's gonna charge it up and get it going with light. You gotta get some light behind you on you. No light. Oh, there you go.
There it is. Now it looks like we're in the same fucking room.
Right. Hey, Paulie. Okay, I got another one for you, Paulie, because I want to see what you sent me this, and it's pretty interesting, to be honest. Joe Exotic calling in from prison.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Well, let me tell you why. They called me to get an interview. He wants to come on my show and have an interview, right? You know? I think he's running for president or some crazy shit he's doing. You know what I mean? The guy's a lunatic. You know that. But
oh, Joe?
Yeah.
The cat man.
The cat man. What a lunatic.
You don't believe his story that
the
girl killed her husband and fed it to the fucking lions?
Oh, I actually do believe that.
That she set him up and all that shit. You don't believe that?
I believe some of it. I totally. But he's a nut anyway.
I think so.
I mean, you know, I believe he was abusing these animals. I believe he was he's a wacko. He ran for the mayor, I think, of the town or some shit. I watched this.
Well, that's the Florida sun, brother.
Yeah. Everything it crazy
fries, it fries some of them fucking brains, you know.
Paul, everything crazy happens in Florida. You know that. You know, it's funny as shit, but that's what happened. But it what was that about? Should I get him on? I mean, I didn't know. It said Rumble. It was on Rumble.
He was on Rumble. But Rumble wants me to come on. Yeah. Rumble's good. Rumble's good.
You know, Rumble, I don't know what the reach, obviously, YouTube and everything is so big. I don't know what the reach is on them.
For Rumble, it's pretty big. It's pretty big. And it ain't been around a long time.
No.
It's like that. It's like Truth Social, right? Look at how that's not even a year old. Trump's Truth Social, right?
Right.
Look at how many billions of dollars he just sold it for.
I don't know how he did that, but it don't mean anything. You know that, right?
No, well, they
he's not allowed to get money out, you know, so.
No, he ain't, but, you know, he's still got the fucking, he got, what did he get, $3 billion for it?
Something right? like that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I don't go.
But it's a year old.
Do you use Rumble, Paul?
I go on it every once in a while. I go to Rumble. True
Is there
Social.
Certain people you follow there?
I follow most of the stuff that I like is live, so that I can actually. It's easier to watch it than read it or what, you know. The video would be the same thing, but I like to watch the shit that's going live. So I put always live programs, you know, on YouTube. They just shut my YouTube shit down. I don't know what I posted, but I got up somebody's ass, and they cut me down for.
What was your strike for?
I have no idea.
Yes, you could look in the back end and look at it.
I don't know how to do that, but they didn't tell me. I just got the email today saying that my access has been restricted. You know, I can't do live videos. I can't do fucking.
You can't post participate. For a week.
I can't participate in anything that they say live on YouTube. You know, from my YouTube page, right? And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? What the fuck? I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to open the link to really read it and see, because I said if I didn't, I ain't even been on there. You know what I mean? I've been fucking doing that course I took to get that master's in cannabis, right? And I did that program. So I hadn't been on really social media or too much. You know what I mean? I was studying and working my regular shit, you know, so. The fuck, like I got time to waste and go and fucking play on these fucking, you know, this idiot's fucking box or something, you know.
Paul, you don't change people. He's still going crazy. He's a rabbi. Mm-hmm. He's a, you name it. I think he's.
Hey, listen, they called me from Israel. They want me to go help them.
Paul, you're so funny. So listen, kiddo. So, the Joe Exotic. What are you talking about? Was it really something I should look into or what?
No, I didn't watch him.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't watch him, because you only watch, like, for some reason you get like a trailer of what the conversation's going to be, and when they were doing that too, you know, they take too long to put the show on the road. And you okay? Good shit, huh?
Oh, damn it, boy.
Huh? Isn't that how fucking crazy we are?
That's my medicine. Oh, fuck. That's why I got a medical marijuana license. You know that, right, Paulie? Paulie, would you freeze on me? What did you do? You nut. Paulie, what did you do? I got to get him. He muted himself. There he is. He's, we got to get him back. Let me see. All right, Paulie, we're waiting for you. All right, Paulie. I guess are you leaving me, buddy? Looks like Paulie's gonna leave me. All right, people. I think what I'm gonna have to do is end this one. I think you had a lot of fun with it. I think Paulie and I will be back. Sorry for the crazy shit, but this is two old guys having fun, giving a lot of wisdom and knowledge to a lot of people, I hope. And trust me, you email Paulie. Email me. If I get it and I don't miss it, I will answer. Have a great day, everybody. Please stay safe, and I will see you soon.